Folks, if you're joining us for the first time,
this where have you been? Go ahead.
Say, now if you're cut that out. If you're joining us for the first time, where you been? Go ahead.
I don't know. Well, we're building a brand.
That's it.
I tell you.
And welcome. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the fold.
And that, by the way, is my partner in crime, TJ McCormick.
Dun, dun,
and dun. You go ahead.
Dun dun dun. That's
dun
all.
Dun dun. Okay. Dun 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 dun. You know the old joke. What you know? Beethoven says to his wife, "My career, my dear, my career is over. My career is over." She says to him, "Ha ha ha ha."
I'm glad I interrupted
okay,
you. Look
okay,
what we got.
So anyway,
go ahead,
folks. If you're listening for the first time, this show is about branding, and it's using the principles that Fortune 500 companies use to brand themselves, that so that you can use the same principles to help brand yourselves. So we love to get your input, and the question on the table is, have you ever been betrayed by a brand? Actually, have you ever been betrayed in life? I'm sure you have been, but what happens when it's a brand that has betrayed you? And we're going to talk about that in our winner and loser, and you can weigh in. Maybe there's a brand that you felt. Maybe it was that new Coke, okay, that betrayed you there for a while. And that would be the Coca-Cola company. Well, give us a call, 914-636-0110. And that's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And minding the store with me is my partner in crime, TJ McCormick, who you can listen to every Sunday night at TJ Talkers.
Sunday night with TJ McCormick.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did you change the name of it again?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
I just never had the heart
because,
to correct you.
Okay. Because this brand name has gone through a number of evolutions. And I don't want you to think I don't care about it.
I wish you could all. Oh, if this radio could only be TV for 30 seconds. Oh, his face right now is priceless.
I mean, I love you like my younger brother.
I understand.
And you know, every other week.
Right. Well,
okay, go ahead. Correct me.
My website.
And this is a show on branding, by the way.
Right.
Go ahead.
My initial foray into all of this was The World of TJ McCormick. That was my daily show on LATalkRadio.com.
Right.
And then I started, because The World of TJ, that was just too long a website, so I started TJ's Talking. That's my website.
TJ's Talking.
That's the website. But now I do a show just on Sunday nights.
Right.
And I just figured I'd convey the name of the Sunday Night with TJ McCormick is the name of the new show.
Right.
TJ's Talking is the website.
Okay. Now, can I make a suggestion?
Please do.
What about calling the show?
Yeah.
The TJ McCormick Show.
Now,
the advantage of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is number one.
Right.
You're going to get, in terms of the internet, a number of different visitors, more visitors.
Really?
Your name will be coming up because you're going to see TJ McCormick all the time. And I would say that you should call it the TJ McCormick Show.
Right.
And then you can put dot, 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 and anything you want according to. Oh, I don't care what you say.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, the whole idea here is to go brand yourself. Now, go brand yourself.
Go brand yourself.
So, I mean, that's what I
would
do. That's
how marketing guys curse each other out. Get out of here. Go brand yourself. All right.
And by the way, folks, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Give us what do you think about the name, the TJ McCormick Show? And I'm sure that our friend John Harris is going to weigh in on this. And he'll probably give us
a piece
of his...
John H. is actually a special contributor to the show every once in a while.
That's right.
He comes on and does funky news.
Yeah.
And I've heard
some of his funky news.
Yes.
And it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's very good. He's a very talented guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's a very dear friend.
Yes.
I hope he sees me as a friend, but I surely consider him a friend.
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, I'm waiting for him to text me any moment to tell me to take my leg off the table
oh,
because
okay.
he's watching on the closed circuit.
It's Tantillo McCormick, Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. Should T.J. McCormick change the name of his show to the T.J. McCormick Show? Ah. Heard on Sunday nights, 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. And you know, T.J., you're bringing up such a interesting point. Because sometimes when we try to do our own marketing or our own branding, what happens is we don't look at it quite as objectively as we should.
Yes.
And that's why I always say, and people will say, well, this is a shameless plug for your services, Tantillo. And I'm saying, no, you don't have to use me.
Right.
But when you're branding, when you're starting a new brand or you're starting a new company,
right,
you're going to need input from other people other than yourself.
Mm.
And you want experienced people, even though your mother-in-law or your wife or your husband or your boyfriend might be wonderful in your life, they might not be great marketers or branders.
Right.
And so even if you have to just buy a little bit of time from a professional, it's advisable to do that rather than make the mistake.
Hmm.
So, well, how do you guys feel about are we marketing people just full of ourselves and don't really have anything to say? Give us a call at 914-636-0110. It's Brand Talk with John Tantillo, T.J. McCormick, who has his show, the T.J. McCormick Show, heard on Sundays. On what's the
LATalkRadio.com.
LATalkRadio.com. All right. So, TJ, and by the way, TJ, in addition to having a show, you see him on Fox News Channel, on the Fox Business Network, and even on CNN, and you see him all over the place. And of course, you hear him regularly on WVOX on Brand Talk.
Ta-da!
Ta-da-tom. So what we're going to talk about today, TJ, is, and this gets somewhat into our brand winner and a loser. And I think the brand that has betrayed us is a great brand.
Right.
And it's GlaxoSmithKline, because last week they were hit with a $3 billion fine for basically not responding to the cosmos.
Really, Dr. Sagan?
That's my Sagan.
That's what I said, Dr. Sagan.
The Sagan and the cosmos.
Billions and
billions of dollars. Wow. Yes.
that's partially, you know what? You're actually doing three impressions.
Absolutely.
You're doing Carl Sagan.
Yes, I am.
You're doing.
Yes, you're yes doing, I am.
You're doing Bullwinkle,
yes,
and you're doing Heathcliff. You're doing Red Skelton.
Then it's four, because it really is Johnny Carson doing Carl Sagan. You know, so that's really what
that's
it is.
Funny.
So, and by the way, physics wise, you hear about the God atom.
The God particle.
The God particle.
Yes,
God particle.
Right.
See that? And the more people want to not believe in the hereafter, God.
Right.
For you agnostics out there, that will shake the mix.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Keep them honest.
So anyway, we're gonna talk about GlaxoSmithKline, and they are Justice Department. They settled with the Justice Department. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
$3 billion. Not $1 billion, not $2 billion, not a million, but $3 billion. And it seemed that what they were doing is they were paying doctors to write papers and then sending these doctors to write papers and send them all over the world and paying for trips and which was really a no-no.
Mm.
The whole idea about a brand is if you think a particular drug is supposed to, in fact, solve a certain medical issue, and then you begin to expand it, and it really isn't meant to cure that particular illness.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you see,
sure.
So that was not too good. Like, I think it was Will Boutron. I could be wrong with this,
right?
But they made it also as a it was supposed to be cure bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. and they were saying that it could be used to suppress appetite. So it was one of those kinds of things that you really don't want to do. And, you know, and the way I look at it, this is, and people will say, Tantillo, what you're doing here is these are fine lines. But let me get this out.
Sure.
There is a different, marketing is the process of satisfying needs. Sales is a tactic to get to satisfying these needs. And what I believe happened is that the sales folks, and by the way, in any company, mm-hmm. any Fortune 500 company, you have these two groups, the marketing people mm-hmm. and the sales people, right. button heads.
Right, right, right.
And so I think what happened in an effort to meet those bottom lines, those sales numbers, mm-hmm. what could have happened is that the sales folks took it on themselves to begin to promote or market without getting okay from corporate marketing.
Jeez.
And this is what you have. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm naive, but I'm only one man. But that's what I, but you see, that's what, so that's one of the things that might be going on.
Mm-hmm.
But still,
right.
it hurts the brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to, reel these folks in, these salespeople in, and say, you can't do that. Mm. You're salespeople, and what you should be doing is finding out is what we say the brand is supposed to do mm-hmm. with the data that shows that it's doing. That's what you should be, in fact, presenting to your customers and nothing more or nothing less.
Wow.
And that's what they did not do.
Interesting.
But you see, you know, TJ, by the way, this is John Tantillo, TJ McCormick, who has his own show, the TJ McCormick Show, heard on Sunday nights on LA Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. We're on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, and we're talking about GlaxoSmithKline really turning their backs on their customers, promising that certain brands that they had performed certain functions mm-hmm. or cured certain problems, and in reality, there was no data to present that. And to me, that's a violation of a trust between the brand and its customers. But how do you feel about that? 914-636-0110. And you see, TJ,
yes, sir.
This is what, if Obama's folks want to get cute about it,
mm-hmm.
they can now begin to criticize, you see, those evil drug companies.
Yes.
You big see
pharma.
What they, big pharma, you see why we need to control them?
Right.
Because of them.
Yep.
And that's what you have, and that's why this is such a dangerous situation, because
right.
you really stir up a hornet's nest.
Yeah.
914-636-0110. If you think the Obama administration is going to take advantage of this, you bet you, as today is the 5th of July, the day after Independence Day, I mm-hmm. will bet you dollars to donuts there will be an ad
right.
which exploits this.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's only a matter of time. No, they're just gonna. Yeah, they're gonna let the dust settle and then just go for it.
And you know, there's a way of responding to it. But I
sure.
mean, that's what these guys and gals really need to do, to understand mm-hmm. the implications of their behavior.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Only everything.
No, come on. Now cut that out. 914-636-0110. This is Brand Talk, Tantillo McCormick here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial, and we're going to be that basically is our loser of the week and our winner of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And by the way, what we do here every week is TJ and I identify what our brand winner is and what our brand loser is, so that you can take a look and not make those mistakes yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're the loser. If you're the winner, and this week it's Tom Cruise, despite what people will think,
right.
Why he's great at being the brand that he is.
Go ahead. I can't wait to hear
this
one.
You want to hear this one? He satisfies a need. He does good movies. The last movie, Mission Impossible, was great.
Just when I think you've gone round the bend, you end up making perfect sense.
Okay.
And, that is and, perfect sense.
Okay. And that's what it's about. Yeah. I mean, when you talk... Now, if you were to tell me, TJ, well, I think what Tom Cruise needs to do is start endorsing products. I would not, if right. I was a manufacturer,
right.
I would not get, there are so many better
yeah.
Brands, personality yeah. brands to use.
Except maybe Cocoa Puffs.
Go ahead.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo.
Very well said. But I mean, in terms yeah. of him endorsing products,
right.
he would be radioactive.
Yeah.
He just get, and see, and that's the problem when you get celebrity endorsements. Mm-hmm. They're living and they can make mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what you see a few mm-hmm. years ago with our my friend Michael Phelps.
Right.
And you know, a great swimmer, had all these brands around
endorsements
him,
left and right.
And one of the first to get, he was jettisoned from mm-hmm. was Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Because that was targeted to children.
Mm.
Okay. And some of my stoner friends, and I do have a few of those, said no, but
right.
yeah, there are, you know, there are people when they're smoking,
sure.
they're smoking,
sure.
actually like to eat cereals.
Yes, apparently. So, yeah, the munchies.
The munchies. So yeah. If you want to, I said, it's a little. That's a little too complicated.
Right.
It really is targeted to children's cereal. Yeah. So that was can't fine that he yeah. went out. But Phelps is a very, very, I think, likable kind of guy.
Sure.
And still's got, and if he wins again,
yeah.
and that is, I don't know
oh,
if
then
you're
he's
following.
Back.
And then, I don't know if you're following it, but this guy Loche.
Guy who actually beat him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he is coming up.
Well, you
and
know,
I'm,
it's,
go ahead.
It's, I was going to say is that, you know, America loves a winner. And here's what, you know, you talk about Phelps. You know, what would really help fully rehabilitate Tiger Woods is if he wins another major championship.
Sure.
Similarly, Tom Cruise, you know, it's been a while since Top Gun. It's been a while since one of these mega hits for him. Although Mission Impossible was very...
God bless you.
I don't have a cough button, just so you guys know.
I know.
Although, you know what? I think they would have heard that in Mamaroneck anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's correct.
A cough button wouldn't have helped.
But yeah.
So the thing is that, you know, Tom Cruise is on a bit of a slide these days. The first Mission Impossible was up there, and there's been a precipitous drop with each ensuing. Look, they had all the hoopla about his big stunt hanging outside that window promoting the latest.
Sure.
He needs to win again. And, you know, right now he's not a quote-unquote winner. And so, yes, mm-hmm. he is good at what he does. But in terms of getting back into America's good graces after this weirdness.
Yeah. See, not all personality brands are created equal. And what right. do I mean by that?
Mm.
If you're a politician, that is a different criteria than if you're a sports figure and if you're an actor.
Gotcha.
I think the group that has the most leeway in all of this is probably
actor.
Because they're perceived as a little bit strange.
They're perceived as eccentric and very often it's like it's what we expect of Hollywood and actors and actresses. We expect the odd behavior. I think I'll jump to the other end of the spectrum. I'll throw this at you. I think the least wiggle room is for politicians.
Oh, absolutely.
John Edwards is done. Now, saying that, Anthony Weiner. He will probably have a television show by this time next year. Spitzer cannot not have his own show. This guy keeps getting hired. I say that John Edwards is done. You know what? That pariah, I could easily see him starting with a local radio show.
Right.
Maybe moving up, and then next thing you know, they say he's the answer to Rush Limbaugh.
Right. 914-636-0110. Can John Edwards come back as a radio talk show host on the liberal side? What do you think? Give us a call. It's Brand Talk, 914-636-0110, WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. John Tantillo, TJ McCormick, or give us a email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. Oh, we have a call. Okay. Hey, Sarah, what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi. My brand, Sarah B. Caldwell, so it's sarahbcaldwell.com. I'm out of New Rochelle, New York.
Okay.
What's
your question?
I do a lot of different things, but I wanted to weigh in on TJ's name choice for his show.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I was thinking you made a great suggestion, John, and using your full name.
Yeah.
But my only comment to that is, unfortunately for him, he already has a website set up, and the website is called TJ's Talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, two options. One would be to see if TJ McCormick is available. My guess is that it's not.
It's not. There's a real estate guy in Dallas who's beaten me to it.
Go ahead.
So I was trying to think of what would work instead using your domain name that you already have. So how about TJ's Talking on Sundays?
TJ's Talking.
You could have a promo related to, hey, TJ's Talking.
What's TJ talking about? Yeah, well, here's my thing. You know what, Sarah? Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, forgive me. Sarah, here's my one issue with my own domain. Okay, if you look at it, it looks like TJ Stalking. And more than a few people have given me guff about that.
Right.
They bust my chops about that because it looks like TJ Stalking.
Mm-hmm.
So I am willing. I think in my case, either the name, the show can be called something different, or I'm also, the website is a fledgling website. The website is almost an ancillary thing. I haven't devoted a whole ton of time or attention to it.
Yeah, it's an out-of-the-box WordPress site. I took a look at it.
Yeah, you took a look. Yeah, so, you know, and you see how updated it is. And so, you know, and I also know, by the way, that I'm committing a cardinal sin. And that is that when you have a website, especially one in your own name, and you are a person who deals in current events, one of the worst things you can do is let it languish. And I let that happen all the time.
Yeah. I have a suggestion.
Yes.
Why don't we get the domain name?
Yeah.
The TJ McCormick Radio Show or the TJ McCormick Show?
The TJ McCormick Show. Why don't I hire Sarah? What is it?
Sarah, I'm going to give you a clip here.
Yeah. wait, Sarah. Wait. So, what is it that you do, Sarah?
Yes. What do you do?
I do many things. I actually am an employee of the fine station you're sitting in at the moment.
Oh.
Yes, but I've written stories. Covered events for Patch as well as for other hyperlocal journalism sites.
Sure.
In total for radio and print for 9 years.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
But during the day, I'm a health inspector. At night, I do coverage for journalistic adventures as well as build websites. So if you're going to rename your domain, I think that's great. The shorter it is, the better you're off, because the longer it is,
sure,
the more likely somebody is going to screw it up writing your name.
That's very true.
That is true. Well, thank you so much for calling in,
Sarah.
Yeah,
that's way cool
great.
Of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
take
Sarah.
Care, Sarah.
Bye-bye. So there we got a little, we're getting some
that's
action,
awesome.
You know?
I like that.
And
the music tells us that we're at the bottom of the hour.
You think?
I'm the comedian here.
Okay.
You're getting all the laughs today.
Anyway, more Brand Talk. Did you know that? And our guest, Joe Slakis, after the break.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler, defending his health care overhaul and open to making it better.
I don't want to just keep on having political arguments that are based on politics and not on facts.
President Obama in Sandusky, Ohio, one stop on a two-day campaign bus tour. Rival Mitt Romney has no event scheduled today. Ex-opponent former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty in Parma, Ohio, rallying on Romney's behalf and criticizing President Obama.
I think we should dub his tour the Broken Promises Tour for America's middle class.
With the official June unemployment numbers out tomorrow,
ADP, the private payroll processor, put out their numbers today. And what we saw there was a much larger number of jobs being created just by the private sector than economists had thought.
Adam Shapiro with Fox Business Network, 176,000 jobs created, 71,000 more than expected. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Sunny skies for the afternoon, highs of 90 to 95. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Clear weather for your Thursday night. Evening readings in the 80s, overnight lows mid-60s by daybreak Friday. Friday's looking sunny and hot, moderate humidity, temperatures again 90 to 95. But southwest winds will bring in more moisture later in the day and at night. Mostly clear and muggy at night, down to 70 to 75. Saturday's weather partly sunny. It'll be hot and humid. Our temperatures in the upper 90s. Could be a late day or evening thunderstorm on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
We have 93 degrees.
You've been working way too hard on the way home.
Have some fun
with OX.
WVOX.
That's all right. We're here at Brand Talk. WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here with my radio partner, TJ McCormick.
Two fellas on the radio. Hello there.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Two guys just talking to you.
Do you even know who that was? Hello, world?
Hello, world?
Yeah, who used to say that? That was William B. Williams.
Oh, William B. Williams, the chairman of the board.
The chairman of the board. And I met him. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, wait.
No, go ahead.
He wasn't the chairman of the board.
No, he referred.
No, he's the one who called Frank chairman. He's called Frank.
But you know, when I met him.
Yeah.
I met him at a place in the early 80s on the Upper East Side.
Uh-huh.
It was called John Martin's.
Okay.
John Martin's? I think it was John Martin's. And this was the hangout where everybody, Reggie Jackson was
right.
there, the Knicks were there.
Wow.
Broussard, who DeBuscher.
Dave DeBuscher.
Dave DeBuscher. Mm-hmm. All the former Knicks were there.
Right.
And he was coming out of the restaurant. I was at the bar where I used to love to mm-hmm. go to bars and just meet people and talk
right.
and drink. Just love it. Don't do that anymore.
Right.
Anyway, but this is what happens when you get mature.
Mm.
But he's coming out, and I said to him, it's the chairman of the board. And he just smiled at me, and he just went by.
Mm.
But one of my biggest disappointments in life is that I never met Frank Sinatra. And that would have been – and I have a great Frank Sinatra story talking
okay.
about brands.
Right.
So anyway, this is Tantillo. It's McCormick. This is Brand Talk, WVOX. It's where we talk about brands. And I'm going to be talking about the Sinatra brand.
Yeah.
And how I was, I guess, a degree of separation
mm-hmm.
from Frank Sinatra. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble if I say this one.
No.
Okay.
It's just us.
Well, I know. Yeah, I know. So anyway, my Uncle Barry, this was, I believe, in 1965.
Okay.
Goes to see Frank Sinatra It was in the mid-60s there.
Right.
And it was when he was at, I believe, at Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
And anyway, he goes to see Sinatra, and it's a great show.
Okay.
And the next day, he sees some of my cousins.
Right.
And one of my cousins said, "Hey, Barry, what are you doing here? Hey." He said, "Well, you know, I went to the Sinatra concert last night." "Really? You should have told me he was at the restaurant." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, it was at the restaurant. You know, you should have been there." He went to Ozone Park.
What the heck was he doing at Ozone Park?
Let's not ask too many questions. Let's not ask too many questions. But anyway, you know when I get this story? What? I get this story after Frank Sinatra passes away, that we had this kind of juice that, you know, if I would have bidip-a-dopped a little bit,
right.
we could have done this. So anyway, thank you, Uncle Barry. But I mean, that's the kind of stuff. Go ahead.
Did you ever get to see Sinatra before?
No, I did not. I did not. Because you know
what? One of my big regrets.
Well, you know what it was? Look, by the way, this is Tantillo and McCormick, Brand Talk, WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. Hey, I was a graduate student. I had luck. I was lucky to have money for books.
Mm-hmm.
Never to go. Not to spend $25 for a Frank Sinatra ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was just, and then, you know, I was busy doing my, you know, culturally, I was so involved with my graduate work, I just wasn't focusing on what that was about.
Yeah.
But, you know, That was my regret. But anyway, you're talking about a great brand, and he's really one of my favorite.
Well, the thing is that, you know, when these performers are out there, very often you don't really start thinking as they get older, hey, I better go see now because they may not be doing this forever. You know, and after Sinatra, and I didn't get a chance to see him, that's when I really started putting the pedal to the metal, and I started, you know, like I've seen Paul McCartney 3 times now.
Right.
Because that's a guy that is literally a living legend.
You know who I did see, and I love when I saw him, excuse me, I can't find the cough button.
You got one, you can't find it?
I can't find it.
Who did you see?
I saw Tony Bennett. And at the time that I saw him, people were this is during a dry spell, and they were rolling their eyes and they said, "Oh, you're not going to see him. He can be good and he can be great."
Right.
And he was great.
Yeah,
absolutely
now that
great.
Was Sinatra's favorite singer.
Yes, he Sinatra called Tony Bennett the singer.
I've seen Tony Bennett off stage. Now this is wild, right? You think about, you know, the cosmos and the world and how it spins and how you find yourself, right? I've seen Tony Bennett 3 times away from show business. Saw him once on Fifth Avenue. A few years later, saw him at a restaurant in Los Angeles. And then the craziest place, I saw him in Houston Airport, the big one, Bush, getting his shoe shined.
I love it.
I have been within 3 feet of Tony Bennett 3 times in my life. Isn't that fascinating?
I did not know that.
Isn't that fascinating that you know? Okay, go ahead. Anyway.
No.
I love that cosmos stuff.
Well, talking about the cosmos.
Billions of billions. Rocky, I'm going to pull that. Heathcliff and Gertrude.
Yeah. Heathcliff and Gertrude.
See, it's the same voice.
It is the same voice. I did not know. But anyway.
Yes.
He was, Tony Bennett was at one of my favorite restaurants, Osterio Di Cerco. He goes there.
Really?
And he's been there a few times. And we've never been able to connect because I hear he likes his privacy. And I'm one of those kinds of guys that I never go over to the table.
Right.
I always send over the drink.
Yes.
And I believe that if they should... After you send them the drink, if they want to come over, that's up to them.
If not, go brand yourself.
Well, true words were never said. Oh, yes, Mother Fletcher. Yes. Brand Talk, 914-636-0110. Have you seen Tony Bennett? Or had you seen Sinatra? Two grand brands. And then I bet you they didn't let you down. But
who do you wish you saw?
Or who did you wish you saw? But anyway, well, we're going to, we're at that point of the show where we do Did You Know That? And it's the perennial crowd favorite where Dr. John Tantillo, yours truly, Did You Know That?, is where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? Being curious about the little things can make a big impact down the road. And there's nothing like travel to spark this kind of curiosity. That's what happened to one American traveler named Tom in the 1780s. I'm confident that you've literally eaten the results. You see, this man was curious about pasta, specifically the kind of pasta he encountered in Paris and northern Italy. He sketched the shape and learned all he could, including the best ways to serve it. When he returned to America, he even imported a machine to make it. The machine was a dud, but that didn't stop Tom. He worked to perfect the pasta while also adopting the European idea of baking it in a casserole with cheese. Little did he know that he was setting a trend in motion that would make macaroni and cheese the American staple it is today. With close to $1 billion in annual sales and deep roots in our culture, this dish might have started life as an import, but now it's as American as apple pie. And Tom? Well, he served it as macaroni pie in 1802 at a state dinner because Tom was Thomas Jefferson, not only a founding father, but the father of mac and cheese. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
We are back.
Wow.
We are back. Brand talk. That is something that you hear on no other show, if I can
Nowhere.
Be so bold.
Yes, you may.
I really do love them. I mean, you know, I know my producers say you can't say things like that, but I just think that it really, it's something that you really did not know.
Yep.
And it really is a takeoff of our friend Johnny, my idol Johnny Carson, who used to say, "I did not know that."
No.
Oh yes. So what did you think there?
I have to say that what gave it away for me was the macaroni pie, because I got to say that how do I put this? I know he was in Europe a lot.
Yes. Yes.
And I figured, you know what, I had all of a sudden, I forgot that it was Tom, and for a minute I thought we were talking about Benjamin Franklin.
Right.
Because I know he spent a lot of time, he was our ambassador to France at one point. And then I went, oh, no, it's Tom. So it's like following a baseball game, listening to,
Did
You Know That? And I tried to do the play-by-play in my head.
Sure.
But I love that one.
Yeah,
nobody would know that.
Yeah, well, it's this whole, you know, 4th of July thing, you know, founding fathers, you know.
You're Wikipedia with a fedora. That's what you are.
That's TJ McCormick, John Tantillo. It's Brand Talk, 1460 on your AM dial, WVOX. We'd love to hear from you, 914-636-0110. What did you think? Did you know that Thomas Jefferson brought macaroni and cheese to America? And what we can take away from this is that very, very, you see from time to time.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say from time to time. People who are very successful are curious. There's something there. And what Jefferson was able to do is to take this curiosity and transform it into a reality and make it something his and use it. And there's nothing more wonderful than bringing something that you have found to a friend or to your guests. It's like when I dress up, people say to me, you know, you dress up. You didn't have to dress up to see me.
Right.
And I say, I did it because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that my grandfather, blue-collar worker, when he would visit my parents, I said this once before, he would have a fedora, he would have a tie, he would have a white shirt and a jacket. Now, these were not Brooks Brothers.
Right,
this was not the most fancy, but he respected whoever he went to see with that. And when you came to his house, he wouldn't dress up because you were coming to his house.
Sure.
But that's what this is about.
Sure.
And how do you feel about curiosity and the Thomas Jefferson thing? 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Yeah, and this leads me into an area. One of the things that I want to do before the dear Lord calls me, and get a little sympathy there. But anyway, before he calls me, I want to write a book on etiquette and how.
Oh, you'd be great at that.
You know, and it would be Tantillo's Rules of Etiquette, but you can't do that. No publisher is going to publish that.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, I have a platform.
Let me take that a step. I'd like for you to write a book not just about etiquette, but specifically about restaurant etiquette.
Maybe
you know the man about town etiquette.
No, there's no
something like that.
Yeah, well,
not just like Miss Manners sitting at the table, but how to be a modern day raconteur.
But you know, and I'll tell you, it should be the man's perspective as opposed to this foofy, you know. You should be doing that.
Right.
I want a bigger than life approach to etiquette, where you know when you see somebody, you send them an email and you thank them.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to do the note, but if you're Tantillo and it's part of your brand, what you do is you do the handwritten note. But you don't have to do it because it's not you. Because see, you you're significantly younger than me. Uh-huh. You're a younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guy in his 40s. Gal in their 40s, you might not have to do a note, a handwritten note. But I like to do that. That's one of the things that And the reason I didn't give you and Andrea the note is my printer's been having printer problems, and I was getting streaks, and otherwise you would have gotten the printer.
You see, and yet, now at the same time, I am, you know, I knowing you and knowing other people and also just having in the back of my head, I've always loved for that. I've always hoped that I could make that part of my brand someday.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll be at a really nice stationery store, and I'll see really lovely imprinted cards, note cards.
Right.
Things that I go, now you see, now right there, if I had those, that would help me along to my goal of being more of a handwriter to people. You know, something with like an initial or whatever.
Okay.
You know.
I am going to make a suggestion to you.
Go right ahead.
And I'm going to make a suggestion to all my listeners. And they're not a client, and they should be. So this is what this is what I've done.
Is this a freebie?
This is freebie.
This is your pro bono work.
Yeah, this is the pro bono work for Tiffany & Company. Here we go.
Yeah.
Tiffany, if you don't know, was originally a stationery company. No one knows that.
Mm-hmm.
They always thought it was jewelry.
Right.
It was originally a stationery company.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend for you is to go to Tiffany's on 57th Street, go up to the, I think it's the 9th floor where they're stationery, and order their note card stationery. I think it's like a 4x6 card.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll engrave... Okay, not simply print, engrave your name on this card, and you have border treatments or whatever, and you can put your envelope, and you can actually get, if you want, liner envelopes, and they're really great, but they're big. Okay, that's costing money, and the problem when you have the liners is they don't go through the printer that well.
Right, right.
And there's only one printer that takes... the envelopes and the cards, and those are brother printers. No others do it. Sorry about that, all the other printers. So you got to get a brother printer to do it. Mm. And you and what I do is the Richard, what I learned from Richard Nixon.
Yes.
When he would do a note card, he would, an address, he would hand write the person's name. So I would put, Dear TJ.
Yes.
And then he would sign it R and the initial. Right. So what I would do is Dear R, Dear TJ and Andrea, comma, sincere, and then sincerely would be printed, and I would put JT or John, depending. JT,
so,
go ahead.
So you'll avoid actually handwriting. Now, why do you not, why do you choose to not handwrite the whole body of the letter?
I think it looks better. But I mean, I don't have a beautiful, now Bill O'Reilly, I got to tell you, has a beautiful handwriting. I mean, he's written me a number of handwritten notes. His, it's perfect.
My handwriting has not improved since I learned how to write.
Right. So therefore, so I have a great story. So anyway, I have a I had a friend of mine, his name is Keith, and he was a student of mine, and I got very, very close to the family, and anyway, to make a long story short, I wrote his mother a note that was typed or from a computer, and she made a comment that that was not etiquette, that I didn't handwrite it, and then I had to go and get her what is it, chapter and verse of Emily Post's book on etiquette, which said that, quote, typing a thank you note is acceptable, especially if you have bad handwriting, unquote. So that shut her down. But the point is, and this, and we're getting to this, is that's the kind of thing that really I think needs the man's guide to etiquette, or the New York City's guide to etiquette. You know, or the David, what is it, Runyon? Is it David Runyon?
Damon Runyon
approach to etiquette.
Right.
Where what you don't want to do is you never want to offend anybody.
Right.
And like I was at the gym today.
Uh-huh.
And what's very, very, when I go to the gym, to me, it's like the cathedral. And by the way, you're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Tantillo McCormick. It's Brand Talk, and we're talking about etiquette and being in the gym. So I'm in the gym, and it's a cathedral to me. It's like church.
Right.
And people have to talk. And the problem is when they're exercising, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, you know?
Yeah.
So everything is louder. Excuse me, folks, for going loud.
Right, right.
But so everything is louder. And I have my iTunes, and I can hear them on the iTunes, over the iTunes.
Right.
It's very, and you're, you know, you're trying to get into your the zone, you know?
Sure.
And it just, I don't think, I think if people realize that it's very, very poor etiquette, it, there's no manners going on, I think that that's what people need.
Speaking of the zone,
yes.
As we get to know the good doctor very better and better every week, what is on your iTunes? What do you work out?
Oh, I didn't bring it with me. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. It's not Frank. I mean, I have Frank Sinatra.
Well, I mean, how could
I have I have like I have Keisha.
Okay.
I have Keisha. I have the gal. I love Katy Perry.
Okay.
That woman is just so...
Right.
I love that new movie.
She's a doll. Yeah.
She is so... So I have all the Katy Perry, you know, waking up in
so
Vegas.
So you have the uplifting... You have pop music. Absolutely. Top 40.
Top 40. I love it. Uh-huh. Dance stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff that I don't know by heart. And
right.
Next week, I can bring it in. I mean, it's in the car.
Yeah.
But I just can't...
I have rock. I have... I have rock and roll. I have everything from rock and roll to hip hop to like Eminem. I listen to Eminem and certain stuff like that.
Who's the one that beat up his girlfriend? Brown? What's his first
name? Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is
Rihanna.
I like her. Chris Brown is really, really, really great.
He's talented.
He is a talented.
Too bad
I'm not
he's
talking
a,
about.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know.
That
beautiful, I know, of course.
Beautiful World is just right. an incredible mix.
Yeah,
it's just so
yeah. I know
wonderful.
People dig it. My
and
wife
Rihanna,
gets it, you know,
and that newest Rihanna song
sure.
is just
yeah.
I mean, so but
mm-hmm.
hey,
you know
but,
you know what song is like? You know what song I put on when I'm really hitting a wall?
What's that?
And I have to admit this. This is like a guilty pleasure.
No, go ahead.
Have you heard that song called "I'm Sexy and I Know It"?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's with F-O-A...
L-M-F-A-O.
What a bad brand
sexy,
name.
I can, know it.
Yes. I can never
I'm
say...
Right.
You know, I'm so...
I'm such
glad
a goofball.
No. I'm glad you... That's a bad brand name. I can never get it
L-M-F-A-O.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, and the reason I play it, everybody, is because it's a good beat to run to. It's not like my goal. I'm not running going, I'm sexy and I know it. Like I'm going to be sexy when I'm done running. No. No, it's because
it's
a good
song
to run to.
But you know what really bothers me is when people, and I mentioned this once before,
yes.
about this whole idea of pop culture.
Uh-huh.
I think that's baloney.
Yeah.
It's not pop culture, it's culture.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I think, I you know, who really listens to? The minority of the country listens to Stravinsky and
right.
classical music. That was a leftover. I think the real term should be culture, and what used to be called culture should be called high culture.
Right. Yeah.
Am I right?
Because you've said that before.
And
it always makes sense.
I mean, I don't really understand this pop culture
yeah.
stuff.
No,
that
makes sense.
I mean, the whole idea of culture being popular.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
But anyway.
Right. It wouldn't be culture if it wasn't popular.
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. No, that isn't ridiculous. I like that. But that's my idea. But anyway, mm-hmm. so what I'm trying to do here
yes.
is just and the other thing that gets me is when people play their music from the car and everybody else has to hear it.
And that bass going.
And the bass. I mean, you know, I mean, be sensitive to other people. And by the way, there are times when I might be loud at the gym.
Right.
And then I say, I'm sorry.
Tell you
but
what,
not the cop and attitude.
You
Go
know
ahead.
What really makes it sticky too? What you're talking about there very often is a cultural issue. And if you complain about it, you run the risk of being called names. Very often, it's the loud music in the car.
Well,
very
okay.
often, a cultural issue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, and I got to tap dance around that. I got to tap dance around that because I'm a conservative and I don't want to be have my
now,
words parsed
on
me.
Be nice. Be nice.
See, I'm being nice. I'm being honest.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. I kind of look at it a little differently than
okay.
that. But, you know, I think that you can get around it in the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to diffuse the situation, but if
mm-hmm.
I feel
yeah.
that something needs to be addressed, I will address it. And generally the way I do it is if you're not threatening to the person, you can
right.
get some positive results. But hey, I'm only
you
one
You know
man.
What gets me at the gym? Here's my gym etiquette. Right? I don't know if you run into this. There's one lady gets on the elliptical machine when I'm running. She's there at the same time every day. Way too much body spray. She's got this
yes.
perfume on. It's this lavender perfume. What are you putting on perfume to come to the... Now I'm doing Walter Matthau. Felix, what are you putting on perfume to come to the gym? You drive me crazy, Felix. I'm trying to work out and I'm smelling lavender. How's that for etiquette? Don't come to the gym smelling like anything but body stink.
Well, I approached that today, let me tell you. So I had to get away
week?
From it. That was, I guess, next week.
All right.
By the way, I can't believe how this show has...
We're very talented. And when you put two talented guys on the radio, time flies when you're having talent.
All
fun,
right.
When you're having fun.
Well, see you next Thursday, 5 to 6. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying... It's always easier when you keep your brand in mind. See you next week.